Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. For your word is forever settled in heaven, Lord. Father, bless tonight. Just speak through these lips of clay, Lord. Let me speak the truth, Lord, being led by the Spirit of God. Let your divine will be done in this service, Father. We praise, magnify, and honor and bless your name. In Jesus' name and for the glory of God. Amen. Now, we know we're living in the end times. And the Lord is coming soon. But he's coming after a people that's ready to meet him. He's coming after people that's looking for him. So God wants us to stir up our pure minds. Peter talked about that. To stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. Amen. We need to remember. There's another scripture that says in Hebrews, take heed, lest at any time you should let them slip. Isn't that right? Take heed. Give diligence. Be prayerful. Be watchful. Reach out to God. Pray. Fast. And seek God's face, that we won't let the word of God get away from us. Because we're living in perilous times. The Bible says, in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, implacable. Hallelujah. And it goes on and said, they would have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Now, we have many people today that have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. As Pastor Benham preached this morning, how that Jesus is going to say, Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name we've cast out devils. And in thy name we have done many wonderful works. Jesus said, then will I profess unto them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you, workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Amen? So there are some that have a form of godliness. They should have a show. But God's calling for the real. The real. God wants us to be genuine. Isn't that right? There are some genuine people today that believe God, that love God, and that have taken a stand for God. Hallelujah. And Jude said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you, when I gave all conscientious effort, energetic application and effort to write unto you, of the common salvation, of the salvation that's for everybody. This is for everybody. You know, the Apostle Paul was talking to one of the men. He said, this thing wasn't done in a corner. Isn't that right? But this wasn't done in a corner. This is for everybody. The Bible says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. In all of his people. God's in all of his people. Isn't that right? And we are. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. God is counting on you and me to stand for the word of God, to stand for truth. We're living in a time of compromise. So many are compromising. Hallelujah. Faith is what Jude said. So what is he saying here? Earnestly contend means to fight, to struggle. It means to roll up your sleeves and fight for what's right. See, there's a right way and a wrong way. Isn't that right? You know, some people say whatever's right for you, that's right. In other words, there's no set truth. Everything is, hallelujah, that's the devil. That's the devil. That's one of the lies the devil hatched up in hell and brought it out. But to God's true people, we know it's a lie. And we'll stand firm and look the devil in the eyes and tell him he's a liar. Isn't that right? We got to be able to do that. We can't fear the devil. Roll up your sleeves. Fight. fight for what's right. It means to battle with zeal. It means to strive. In the Greek, the word for striving is an athletic term. It means Paul. Paul fought with blood, sweat, and tears. Isn't that right? If after the manner of men is I fought with beasts at Ephesus. Hallelujah. Sweat, athletic term, blood, sweat, and tears. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed to be identified with Christ. Jude is talking about living a Christian life, walking it out daily. Not just talking about it. Not just talking about it. I mean, people can talk. I mean, some people will talk from sun up to sundown and be talking about Jesus. But the Word of God let us know in vain. Some people are worshiping God in vain. Matthew 15:9, I believe, look at that. Matthew 15:8-9. I didn't have that written down, but I'm just trying to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. For the men who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. What does it say? Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9. Hallelujah. God is so good. These people draw nigh to me with their mouth. They talk about me. They're talking about me. They're drawing nigh to me with their mouth, all right? And they honor me with their lips. Listen at this now. But their heart is far from me. When the man came to Jesus and asked him what was the first commandment, what did Jesus say? Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. We got to love the Lord with everything that's in us. Isn't that right? In order to please him. What does it say, my brother? What does that say? They draw nigh to me with the mouth, they honor me with the lips, but in vain they do worship me. What? Teaching for doctrine. The commandments of men. And we're living in a time today when you know, some of the mega churches have compromised, have lowered the standard. Lowered the standard. Hallelujah. But God is faithful, and God have a few people that will stand for truth. There's no place in Christianity for laziness. How many of y'all know that? Now, Satan can hinder us if we walk with God and live for God and obey God, continuing in the truth, God will keep us. But Satan can hinder us. Listen to what Paul said here in 1 Thessalonians 2:18. 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. First Thessalonians 2:18. Yes. What does it say? Now, this is the Apostle Paul writing to the people in Thessalonica, the Thessalonian church. What did he say? We would have come unto you, even our Paul, once and again. But what? Satan hindered us. Satan hindered them, but didn't stop them. Isn't that right? Amen. They kept right on moving. Forward in the Lord, they kept right on doing the will of God. And saints of God, we've got to do the will of God. Amen. And we can do the will of God if we abide in him. We got to abide in him. We can't do it in and of ourselves. The Bible said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, his tricks, his schemes, his strategies. May be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Knowing the truth. Walking in truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we're free tonight. Thank God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. God is so true. He's so faithful. He's holy and pure. He's righteous. And God is calling for you and me to stand up for truth as never before. Because we're living in the end time. We're living in the last of the last days. Thank God. And when Jesus comes, will he indeed find faith on the earth? You know, I want Jesus to smile on me. How many of you want Jesus to smile on you? I don't want Jesus to look at me and frown. Hallelujah. But I want him to smile. Bear with me while I find my glasses here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is faithful, saints. God is true. May not compromise. And listen at this now. Today, but we must take a stand for the truth and go forward in God. Look at Isaiah chapter 30. Verses 8 through 11, and we're living in, this is the time we're living in. Isaiah prophesied about this, but we're living in these days right now. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 8 through 11. See what it says here. Yo, 30 verse 8 through 11. Yeah, God was talking to the prophet Isaiah, told him to write. Put it in a book. What I'm telling you, write it before, put it in a book, read.
That it may be for the time to come. Forever and ever.
Yes.
That this is a rebellious people.
See, Israel was a rebellious people, weren't they? Yes, they were. And today people are rebellious, aren't they? Yes, they are. Read.
Lying children.
Listen what I'm saying now. What?
Lying children.
Mm-hmm. They don't want the law. Today, people, there are so many that don't want the law of the Lord today. Read.
Say to the seal.
Read. What they say to the seal? See not. Mm-hmm.
And
they said to the prophet. Listen, just go slow. Don't tell us what's right. That's what they don't tell us what's right. And that's what they're doing today. They don't want, a lot of them don't want to hear what's right, do they? They don't want to hear nothing about their sin. They don't want to hear anything about living holy and pure. And what did they say to Isaiah? To the prophets? Don't tell us what's right, read. Oh, just take it easy. Speaking of that smooth thing, you know who we are. We want you to tell us something smooth, something easy, something that we can have a ball with. Isn't that right? Well, we can do our own thing, and you tell us that we are right. And some of the preachers are doing that today. They're telling the people that they're all right and know they're living in sin, know they're on the way to hell. But Jesus spoke about how some would, they wouldn't speak the truth. They wouldn't go in and wouldn't let the ones that want to go in to go in. You know, how many of them I'm talking about? They wouldn't go in and wouldn't let ones, some wanted to get saved, but they wouldn't let them go in because they stood in the way. They stood in the way of truth, that they blocked the way. Hallelujah. All right, read. Prophesy, tell us about smooth things. What?
Prophesy deceit.
Prophesy deceit. Isn't it something? Prophesy smooth things. Prophesy deceit. Don't you tell us the truth. And I tell you what, a lot of preachers today are afraid. They've got congregations, big congregations, some of them, they are afraid to tell the truth. You know why? They're afraid they get put out. They fret they can't drive that big automobile. They fret they can't live in that big house. And nothing wrong with a big automobile and a big house if you're living for God. If you're putting God right first, doing the will of God, nothing wrong with that. But God must be first. Isn't that right? Because we don't own nothing. How many of y'all know that? All of it belongs to God. We're singing that song by He knows the stars and What, call them by name? See, God made all the stars, doesn't he? He know them all by name. Isn't that right? So he know our name. We can't get away from God. We are frail people, aren't we? But thank God we've decided to follow Jesus. We've decided to live holy and pure for God. We've decided to take a stand. And thank God when you lead over Kuyada Basanda. And when you take a stand for God, the devil's up against, devil is against you. But that's all right. Amen. How many of y'all want the devil to pat you on the back and say you're all right? I want the devil to filth the hands on me. That's right. You better believe it. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. God is so good. Prophesy deceit. Prophesy smooth things. Prophesy deceit. Tell us what we want to hear. And we'll keep paying you your salary. We'll keep letting you drive that big car and living in that big house. But if you cross us, you got to go. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, I'd rather stand for truth, live for God, and obey God, and get put out of whatever, you know. Amen. Than to tell a lie and live a lie and justify people in sin and live in that. Look, that's all going away. And let me tell you something. A lot of it's going away a lot quicker than a lot of people think. Isn't that right? Yeah. And like Pastor Bumber mentioned this morning about a couple of ministers, you know, how that they got caught in sin and got in trouble. But when they get caught in sin, they should get in trouble. They should be put out. They shouldn't let them stay in the pulpit and preach and knowing that they're liars, knowing that they are adulterers and fornicators, they should put them out. Make them sit down somewhere. Get right with God. Amen. Get right with God and do it now. Get right with God. He will show you how. Down at the cross where Jesus shed his blood. Get right with God and do it now. 2 Timothy 4:4, what does it say? Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 4:4. Read the third verse, third and the fourth verse. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 3 and 4. Thank you, Lord. What does it say?
Forbidden to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Abstain from
meats. Is that the right verse? Oh, I want second. Second. Hallelujah. Glory. What? Hallelujah. Read it, brother. What does it say?
Chapter 4, verse 3.
Yeah. See, that's what it's talking about. Paul talked about this. The time is coming when they don't want to hear the truth. They're not going to endure sound doctrine. You tell them the truth, they'll walk out. A lot of them. They're not going to stand for truth. And let them know it's the truth and won't stand for it. But thank God, they got to stand. Everybody got to stand before God. Isn't that right? Everybody got to stand before the Lord. And thank God, when we live for the Lord, we won't have to stand before the white throne, at this white throne judgment. Isn't that right? Thank God. We won't have to, hallelujah, but we have to stand before the Lord. Isn't that right? At the Bema seat. Hallelujah. What does it say? They heap unto themselves teachers what? Having itching ears, and they turn away the ears from the truth and do what? Turn them to fables. My God. Turn them to stuff, just mess. Something that's not right, not true. Amen. And we can see that today. We can see that today. But the Apostle Paul, 2 Timothy 2 verses 1 through 3. Did you read that? Did you read that one yet? Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, what does it say? All right, into his son Timothy, all right. Mm-hmm. Committed to faithful men. Uh-huh. Also, amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank God. Amen. All right. We must keep the gospel pure, hold the standard of truth, and not turn to the right or to the left. We have got to pass the baton. We got to pass the baton. Listen at this here. So that after we have gone, it won't be forgotten. All right, so let's look at Joshua. Look at Joshua chapter 24, verse 21. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Joshua 24, 21. I heard them pages turning. Hallelujah. Oh, you got the little, yeah. All right. Yeah. I used to have, what is that, a Bible, right? Oh, no, you got. Oh, all right, boy. All right. Boy. Hallelujah. What does it say? What does it say? Thank God. Joshua 24, 21, yeah. No. Wait a minute. Well, hold on, maybe. All right, hold on then. See, everything like, boy, I try my best to get them right. But go to Judges. Now, this ought to get it. What I want now. Judges 2, verse 10. Boy, I tell you, when you're looking at scripture, you have to take your time, don't you? It's just like that. I thought I had that right. But this other one, I feel firm it's right. Joshua 2, verse 10. Yes, yes, thank you. Hallelujah. See, y'all helping me preach. You're helping me preach. Hallelujah. What does it say, my brother? Wait a minute, is that what that says? Boy, I didn't think I was that. Boy, I didn't. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
And also, all that generation were gathered unto their father.
Uh-huh.
And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord.
Wait a minute. That 10?
Yep.
What does 9 say?
Boy. And they buried him in the Lord.
All right. Now read 10 again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, well, there rose another generation. Mm-hmm. You see that? Somebody dropped the ball. Somebody let the standard down. Hallelujah. God don't want us to do that. They let the standard down. They didn't know about God. Hallelujah. So let's don't let the standard down. Look at Psalm 71, verses 16 through 18. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Verses 16 through 18. Psalm 71, verse 16 through 18. What does it say? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thy own.
Yes.
O God, thou hast taught me from my youth.
Thou hast taught me from my youth. Mm-hmm.
Hitherto have I
I've declared your wonderful works, read.
Now also, when I am old and gray-headed,
mm-hmm.
O God, forsake me not.
Yes.
Until I have shown thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come.
Amen. Well, that's what I want to do. God, that's what I want to do. Hallelujah. For the glory of God, to glorify God, to bless God. As a Christian, our mission is still clear. The greatest need that the world have is to see Jesus. And they must see Jesus in you and me. Isn't that right? They must see him in you and me. Hallelujah. Some people never take a stand for nothing. And somebody said, if you don't take a stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. That's about right. We need to let Jesus light a fire in our heart and keep it burning brightly as long as we live. Isn't that right? Proverbs 4:18, one of my favorite scriptures. Read that, please. But the path of the just, thank God, is as a shining light. Shining more and more until the perfect day. Hallelujah. Path of the just. God's people. Our light should get brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. Not dimmer and dimmer, but brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter for the Lord. As we near home. You got it.
For the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day.
Amen. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just stand there or sit there. How many of y'all know that? Isn't that right? You can't just stand on the... You have got to work for God. Do something. Obey God. Work for him. You can't stand around. Because I tell you what, if you stand around, just the current from the world is going to push you back. You got to go forward in God. Amen. You got to go forward if you're going to please him. You've got to. Somebody said, the man that kneels before God can stand up to anything. Yes. Hallelujah. This is not a hit and a miss thing, but hallelujah. It's glory be to God. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us to be fervent in prayer. Fervent in prayer. Hallelujah. Hot prayers. Thank God. We're not in the harvesting business, but we're in the sowing business. We sow the seed, is that right? God's going to take care of the harvest. The word of God is the seed that we sow. All right, I'm almost finished here. The word apostle and missionary means one and the same. The word apostle and missionary mean sent, one who is sent, all right? The word apostle from the Greek and the word missionary from the Latin, but it means one who is sent, all right? The New Testament is a book of missions. The gospel tells us of Jesus' missions. His missions, accomplishments. His missions and his accomplishments, all right? The Acts tell us the missionary endeavors of the apostles. Peter went to Lydda, to Joppa, Antioch, Babylon, and Asia Minor, preaching the gospel. John went to Samaria, Ephesus, and to the cities on the Mediterranean, preaching the word of God, telling the truth, obeying God. Isn't that right? Thomas journeyed to faraway India, took the gospel there. Paul took the trails of Rome. He took the gospel through the Roman Empire. God is counting on you. He's counting on me to let our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven, that the lost would be saved. Amen. That's the reason why I say to the Lord, I said, Lord, fill my mouth with worthwhile stuff and nudge me when I've said enough. Amen. That's what I want God to do. That's what I want God to do. Saints, let's praise the Lord. Just give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. I thank God for my wife, my sweetheart. We've been married 24 years. And let me say this. She have a birthday tomorrow, and guess where I'm going to be? They got me in jury duty. That's a bummer. So, but I'll make it up to her. You know, I can't do it tomorrow because there's some ways you can get out of that. I'm about to learn how to do it. Because I don't like jury duty. I don't like going sitting down, you know. But now one time they put me in a trial, you know, they had me on jury. And it was a criminal case, and I don't want none of those no more. I just hope they send me home early. Y'all pray that God let them send me home early. I appreciate it. I'd like to come home early. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Come on. Give the Lord a hand. Thank you, my brother. Pray for us that we will do God's will, that we will fulfill the work God has called us to do. You know, God have a work for us all to do, doesn't it? And we want to fulfill the work He called us to do, not leaving one stone unturned. But that means we have to be faithful to glory. We have to pray and seek God and do His will. Let's stand. Let's stand. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray before we go home. Hallelujah. And you got a song, right, brother? After we pray, you got a song, right? All right. So let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your love and Your grace and Your mercy. Thank You for Your faith, Lord, which was once delivered unto the saints, Lord. God, stir us up to do Your will. Lord, revive us again that Thy people may rejoice in Thee. Lord, purge us, Jesus. Cleanse us, Father. Oh, God, yadantandoro kuta yabikiro bohuya. God, revive us, Lord God. Revive us, Lord God, that we'll be able, Lord God. If You revive us, Lord God, souls will be saved, God. Your people will be strengthened and encouraged and blessed, Lord God. Just have Your way, Lord. Help us to walk in love, to walk by faith and not by sight. Father, move for the hungry and thirsty. God, bless Pastor Venable and Sister Venable, Lord. Strengthen them, protect, deliver them, meet their needs, God. Bless their families, Lord. Bless all the saints here, Lord God. Help us to love Thee and to love one another, Lord God, to do Your will, Lord. Thank You for Your family. Lord, this is Yeroba. This is our family, Lord. We anama kuyaraba sanda shererebi uromakanda. Lord, let Your divine will be done in us, Lord. Stir our hearts, Lord. Use us, Lord God, to glorify Your name, Lord. Let our light shine, being witnesses for You, being lights for You, Lord, in this dark world. For You're coming soon, Lord, but You're coming out to people that's ready to meet You, Lord. So help us, Lord God, to stir up our pure minds and do Your will, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to do Your will. Thank You for all things, Master, in Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Amen.